the Nerd Watch podcast. I, of course, am G Money.
Of course.
On this, I guess, after Comic Con podcast. Well, it's after the amazing Comic Con. What is it?
Well, you're not going to let me say it now.
Oh, now I can't. No, I'm not. But
it's Richard Touching Tuesday.
No, it's not. It's not that at all. It is.
Is that nationally recognized?
Amazing Hawaii Comic Con Aloha After Podcast. And joining us this evening is the man who was there. He is the horror aficionado.
The
he is the punk rock superstar.
There's more than one man.
And he actually has a copy of the number one of Sam Campbell's Hawaiian Avenger, Kanaka.
Hawaiian Avenger?
Ladies and gentlemen, Gannon's in the house tonight. Wow, no fanfare for Gannon at all.
Also,
all right, Gannon. Yay, well, Gannon's here.
I did skip out for 2 weeks, so I thought maybe you guys were like, I hope he doesn't come back.
Who is this guy?
He's trying to get...
We have the Sam Campbell's Kanaka in-store.
So if you miss it, Aloha Con.
Yes.
Excellent.
If you weren't there, like... Me having sad con.
Sam could not have been a sad con. Every time I walked by Sam, he made a big deal to tell me to tell about me to people he was talking to, as if I was somebody.
He's like, look
he's like
that
do you
guy.
Know who this is?
Don't leave your children with.
Like he was doing that to me a lot, and I was just like, you know, I'm just on a crappy Nerdwatch podcast on Maui. Like you're
all
talking
right.
about me like I'm Tara Strong or something.
All right. So this will begin as last night on the program. And,
I did find it funny that the guy that hasn't been on the show for like 2 weeks was the guy that was handing out stickers.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome.
Like, find me. Like, who are you?
you know what? Legit.
Did you bring my stickers?
That's a no.
You didn't bring any stickers. I paid money for those stickers too. I definitely wanted to see what they were.
I did.
Sorry. No.
Excellent.
Hey!
Excellent.
Also,
good job, sir.
I also have one stuff.
It doubles as salami.
Oh, fantastic. Also joining us this evening, she
yes,
is...
Yes, hold on.
What?
No, we need to make a big deal of this because right, we debuted our new logo.
We debuted our brand new logo this weekend, courtesy of Kaimana Yamada. Once again, much mahalo to Kaimana Yamada for this amazing logo that he has fashioned for us. Kai, would you do me a favor, sir, and put this closer to the camera so people can see this? It is the Nerdwatch podcast sticker.
Stir it up there.
It'll hopefully
take off the back and stick it on the camera.
Just cover the camera with it.
Yeah, there you go. It's pretty insane. If you guys like it, great. If you guys don't, well then screw off. Anyway,
screw
off. Those are our
fans. What are you, my grandpa?
Sorry, sorry, that was totally rude.
Screw off.
Hope you guys enjoy that. But anyway, getting back to the intro, joining us this evening, talk about somebody who hasn't been here for a while and put us off for quite some time.
She is
the cosplay darling. She was quite the hit at Amazing Comic Con Aloha this weekend, and boy, did
she
put
was
on!
There.
Oh
man, I don't know what that means, but okay, ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Night Darling. She's in the house tonight.
Yay!
Did you not? Did you not turn up or something? What's the deal?
No, she was like everywhere.
I went to her booth a lot. She was never there.
Oh,
which is funny because
she was shooting or judging or all kinds of stuff.
Oh, okay.
So
she put in work.
She was nestled next to another cosplayer who never even got off her table to take pictures of other people.
Wow.
She was from Utah.
Yeah, they flew. Yeah. She came all the way from Utah. Nobody cared.
Yeah,
wow.
I cared, kinda.
No, you didn't.
No.
What's her name?
Yeah. Lucy.
Yeah, that's it.
Wrong.
It was Larissa Page.
Larissa Page.
Also joining us this evening, he apparently is the man who took the Comic-Con by storm. He is the author of The Kukui Project, Disco Thunder Groovebone. He was the man with the...
I opened the floodgates.
He was the man with
the trash that night.
With the curly beard at, I believe it was, Table E4. Ladies and gentlemen, the star of Hawaii Comic Con, Amazing Hawaii Comic Con 2019. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Tom.
That's crazy. I feel so honored to have him here.
Yeah.
I was, thank you for that.
Wow.
You're being nice to me, and I'm suspicious.
You were at the Amazing Comic Con.
This is like the star, it's that moment of good.
And now he's here.
I forgot. Okay, that's right.
It's like how they nominated Carrie Prom Queen before they put the pig blood on.
That's true.
Ah.
That's right.
In that order.
Now, guys, now!
Little do you guys know, he's into that as if it was Flashdance.
Yeah, it's not really like a It wouldn't have the same effect.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, it's going to have an effect on him.
All right, let me try this again. Ladies and gentlemen, he is the comic book artist extraordinaire, Todd Tiny Weenie Bernardi.
Oh, that
better?
Now I can't not clap.
All right.
I know.
Because I kind of...
Also, joining us this evening, he is the gaming guru. He was the founder of SadCon last time. He was an attendant. He was an attendant this time. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for the man that was putting in some work.
SadCon was awesome.
He was putting in some work on Kingdom Hearts 3 this weekend. Give it up for the one and only Foreman. He's in the house tonight.
It is the best con.
That's so sad.
Also, joining us this evening... he is the man who decided to make a card game. He's a very talented artist. It's definitely.
I know the
format.
Entire chat room is looking at me. It wasn't me.
And if you're curious of why he looks so much like Francine, I don't know what to tell you. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for the man who is the creator of Fields of Valeria. He is Aaron Nakahara.
Yay!
Finally, somebody good on the pod.
Yeah. I know, right?
I've always wanted to.
Someone else good.
Look of venom on Lindsay.
Lindsay's like, I didn't come here to be treated.
That's right.
First, I get the crappy chair, and then I get this. God,
you know, I'm sitting next to the star of Amazing.
I took a picture with the star of Amazing Comics.
Yeah.
The creator of Fields of Valeria.
That's what he left.
That's what I said.
Is it really? Yeah. So you said decided to make a card game. It was very vague.
No, he said at the
just
end
a
he was
card
like,
game in general.
Yeah,
the creator of
Random.
The creator should have been a little more specific.
He was, I was casting for a short Asian male, and Aaron showed up. So
yay!
Thank you so much.
Yay!
He doesn't look Haitian.
No, he does not look Haitian at all.
Look, you're gender swapping.
Those are your school days, man.
There it is.
I don't like to profile people, but he does not look
there
Haitian.
There we go.
All right. Also,
look at
joining us this evening.
I'm the captain now.
We'll tell you what captain they are.
I was also joining us this evening.
You can talk about you just there.
He is the comic book, he is the chairman of the comic book board. He is the godfather of comic books. Wow. He is the sinister minister of Maui Comic Con, and he is also the self-proclaimed comic master. He is also freaky. He's Deaky.
No,
we like to
I'm
call
not.
Him Daddy Leaky.
No, you don't.
Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for the man who is between the sheiks with Dr. Daddy Leaks. He is a Leaker. He's in the house, right?
I am a Leaker.
Hey, Leaker, yay! Where are you?
Yeah.
Hey, awesome.
Yeah, we are here at
You're
Maui.
Not in the betweens of the things?
No, it's not.
Between the cheeks.
Between the cheeks.
We'll come up with something else.
Yeah, we are here at 275 West Kalamano Avenue. Of course, is Queen Kalamano Center here in the lovely city of Kahului. And you can check out Maui Comics right here.
That's what I'm saying, yo.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we've got an overview of what happened at Amazing Hawaii Comic Con. We got an overview coming up very shortly here, but before we get to that, it's time
amazing
to find
times.
Out what's going on in the world of comic books this week, because every single Wednesday is New Comic Book Wednesday right here at Maui Comics. So you can check out your subscriptions here, and let's find out what's new this week in the world of the comic books.
Oh, dear God. That makes me listen with that big, hot comic book list.
Wow.
That's feedback. That's how
intense
that was.
Wait, can you do that? You know what? I didn't hear you. You got to put it at the end of it. Do it one more time. I did not hear it at all.
Let's do it.
Now you're going to have to edit this so there's not some weird, awkward...
Yeah, here it is. Go ahead.
Oh, dear God. Daddy Leaks makes me glisten with that big, hot comic book list.
There it is. All right, excellent.
That's
good.
We should have probably introduced Silent Sean
as
well.
We should.
It's kind of creepy because you can see him.
Is he even on camera? Can you see him?
Yeah.
He's like that guy from Tom Green.
Mm-hmm. You know those scary photos? You don't see them until you like zoom in close, and then they're like,
"What?" That would make sense. Yeah. That would make sense.
We've got a corner, Sean.
Indeed.
Instead of a couch,
right,
Sean?
So,
I've got so many stories about Sean and couches.
There's comics coming out tomorrow.
Thank you.
Well, what are you waiting for?
Is that the list? Awesome! Yay! All
right. Action Comics 1008. Age of X-Men Extremists, spelled with an X and a dash, number 1 of 5. Aliens Resistance, number 2. Amazing Spider-Man, number 16. Archie 3000, trade paperback.
I feel like that number was inflated.
Yeah. I don't think he's up to 3000. Just, well, if you count all those grocery digests, maybe.
Hey, do
those
count? It's like his version of 2099.
Yeah.
If Andre can be 3000.
Oh, so it's Archie with the flying cars and stuff now.
Exactly, yeah.
Batman Beyond, number 29.
Beyond what?
Beyond,
28.
Yeah. Yes. Black Panther, number 9. Books of Magic, number 5.
Woo.
Black Panther versus Deadpool, number 5 of 5. The end of that series. Captain America, number 8. Daredevil, number 2. Let's see. Detective Comics, number 999.
Oh. There's a variant on that, John Byrne.
A John Byrne variant?
John Byrne. I don't know if he was ever in retirement.
I have a variant edition. Let's see. Maybe it's the Byrne
one. Yeah, it's got my name written all over it.
Yeah, I'm going to write all of it.
Yeah!
You're going to love it.
He's going to sign Alika Seki on it.
You know, somebody asked me to sign the Overstreet Price Guide one time.
Well, you actually contributed to it. That makes sense.
This is just
it's weird, I guess, weird. But you actually contributed to it.
I was like, this guy could identity theft me now.
Well, you also put your social security number underneath.
How do you do this again? Social security. Yeah.
So I write everything, right? My address, phone number, my kids' blood types,
fingerprints.
Do you need my birthday too, or is that
bank account number?
All I know is I need to grab an Overstreet Price Guide after this.
Fantastic Four, number 7. Fight Club 3, number 2.
Ooh.
Firefly, number 4. Flash 65. Hardcore, number 3. That's an Image book. What's that about?
I saw that. It's
rough.
It's this.
Oh, don't do that.
Oh, wow.
It's written by Andy Diggle.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
Diggle! Why can't I say... Can I say... Diggle is the guy's last name.
I don't know, but that kind of sounds like a weird name.
He's a Scottish writer. It's about a mercenary. And it's a revenge tale.
Named Diggle.
I briefly read something about it today. The artist on it is an Italian guy that I'm not super familiar with.
Mila Manara?
No, his name's
he's
like
no, I'm very familiar.
I love looking at his pictures for hours.
Did you see that?
I like looking at his pictures for a couple minutes.
He's controversial again.
Is the artist's name also a euphemism for a penis? Or
No. Mila Manara draws penises.
Oh, and Vagine.
And Vagine.
But
what's the controversial for
he
now?
He gave Frank Cho a drawing, like an original piece of artwork, uh-huh. And it's of Spider-Woman, and she's like in a skin-tight costume.
Sure.
And you can see her parts, sure. Her bits.
Why not?
Mm.
And so people are like, why is this guy still...
Drawing naughty pictures?
Drawing naughty pictures of... But
yeah,
that's
Aaron.
What I mean. That's what he did, though. That's what he's famous for in Italy.
Yeah, I mean,
he was
$20
really big.
Just $20.
That's what Aaron's famous for.
Yeah, the really good money is in porn, right, Aaron?
Porn money is the best money. Yeah.
The
Scott
best Hampton.
Money.
That's, Scott
Hampton. That, well, I mean, if not for nothing, Aaron, but let's look at Todd Bernardi's most recent cover for Cooey Project.
All right, you can pull that up so everybody can see it.
I mean, Todd knows what sells.
Are those butt cheeks?
Well, it's not shoulders.
I mean, not the whole thing.
That ass, though.
Part of the cover.
No, it's
that's a nice looking ham hock.
It's a sci-fi story that takes place on Uranus.
Oh, now it makes sense.
So that's where those rockets are going.
Yeah.
So where's Alika?
You don't want to know it's between those cheeks.
He's between the cheeks, right?
Yeah. Somewhere. Yo, look closer.
Alika's right below the coccyx.
Oh, God.
That's kind of the booty hole.
Wow. All
right. Oh, my God.
Heroes in Crisis, number 6 of 9.
Nice.
6 of 9.
Mm-hmm. I only just started reading, even though it's 6
it's good.
Issues in.
It's
it, good. Is, it is good.
I've heard it was good, too. But yeah. Not from the first book. People hated the first
book. The first book for me was what sold me.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It got me hooked. Book.
Invaders, number 2. Mage Hero Denied, number 15 of 15. That's wrapping up. Maneaters, number 6, the Chelsea Kane book that's a smash hit, destroying the patriarchy one issue at a time.
I think the cover is pushing the limits a little bit.
What is it?
I think it's two fingers.
With blood on them?
With blood on them. I don't know if that's the cover for this
issue. What's so crazy about
that,
where'd
the blood come from, sir?
The vagine.
Maybe the nose? I don't know. No. Oh, Sin, I found your issue. It's in your pulse.
But it's a great series. It's awesome.
Oh, of course, no doubt.
Moon Girl and Devil Dinosaur number 40. Christ. That is also one of the top selling Marvel books right now.
God
damn.
I know.
Can you say that again? Because G made way too big of a production. Just drink something.
Moon Sorry. Girl and Devil Dinosaur number 40.
Okay. I didn't care anyway. Go ahead.
Yeah, sure. Thanks for that. Shazam.
Shazam!
That's his name now.
Shazam!
Spawn number 294.
Ooh.
Star Trek The Q Conflict number 2 of 6.
Wait, like the guy that makes the weapons in James Bond?
Yeah, that guy.
Mm-hmm. That's a weird crossover.
He lived long enough to see the Federation get formed.
He's already been...
I don't know how that happened. That was like 500 years.
No, they time traveled. They ran into MI6.
Right.
He was playing.
They had to save the whales, and then they went around.
They thought it was
a
little strange that he can make that kind of weaponry in this particular time period.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then
it writes itself, really.
And then Neo shows up and takes both pills.
All right. If we get started there, it's never going to end. So I'm going to stop that one right now.
Star Trek versus Transformers number 5 of 5.
Yeah, there's a crossover that works.
It does, though. It's funny because they take the G1 Transformers and the 1971 cartoon series Star Trek.
I'm kind of with him.
It looked fun to me.
I don't even know if I want to bother with the Ghostbuster Transformer one that's coming out.
Ectotron?
Yeah.
Ectotron.
The toy is a great idea.
I am getting that
idea.
Toy. I don't care what
the
you say
about that.
The
toy is a fun idea, but like the fact that there's a whole story centered around that, I'm like, eh.
Why? It could be fun.
Maybe.
Ghostbusters are fun, bro.
Maybe.
Superior Spider-Man, number 3. Steven Universe Ongoing, number 25.
25 now?
Yeah.
Wow.
Wonder Woman, number 65. And X-Force, number 3.
Yay, yay.
X-Force!
That, of course, is your comic book list for this week, Wednesday. Here, you can get your copies of Maui Comics and Collectibles right here in the heart of Kahului Town at the Queen Kahumanu Center at 275 West Kahumanu Avenue. Check them out. It's Maui
right
Comics.
Next to T-Mobile.
And Collectibles.
Hey, you're correct.
Hey, they turned down the techno, though, if you didn't notice.
They did.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that.
You did that? What'd you do?
I was right here in front of you when I texted the guy that works there.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought they told you, screw you.
No. He said he had to talk to his boss about it.
Sweet. Good. Oh. Turn that crap down. Anyway, what was I going to say now? Maui Comics and Collectibles. Oh, yes. Wanted to send a big shout out to...
Can you text the guy and tell him to turn the techno back on?
All right, I'm on.
Don't do that.
Come back and turn on the music, please.
Want to send a big shout out to our good friends at Game Over Comics, who was also at the Amazing Hawaii Comic Con. You can also get comics on the Lahaina side of town in
Chris,
Maui right there.
Chris was one of the guys I was following this weekend on social media.
So a big shout out to the guys at Maui Comics.
I scared the hell out of him while he's watching the
Game Over
panel.
Comics. What was he watching?
He was watching a gaming panel. I scared the living hell out of him. I just stood there until he felt my presence. It was a while.
Wow.
You're breathing in his ears.
What was
no, I didn't even do that. I literally just stood there to the point that he could probably feel my body warmth on him.
What was the gaming conference? What was the gaming...
I don't know. They're playing a video
pressing
game.
Pressing A.
I don't know.
To begin.
They were
playing
Smash Bros.
That's usually the way.
Oh, Smash Bros. Is good. Love that game.
Pressing B. Could have been exit.
I don't know.
That's a good game.
It's a Nintendo thing.
Yeah, it is probably.
No. It's a thing they do on the Nintendos.
It seems like you've got quite a bit of disdain.
Was it always Smash Bros?
For this.
The game looked different from what I thought it was.
Wow. Well,
I stand corrected.
Since we are talking about Amazing Hawaii Comic Con, it's time to check in. Ladies first, of course. So, night, darling.
Let's check in with the ladies.
Let's check in with the lady.
Todd?
He said plural.
Hey, it's not that small, all right, guys? It's tiny, but it's not that small.
It's fierce.
She went there, and she raised a ruckus for 3 days, and she was all over the Comic-Con. So give us the rundown there, my dear. What happened?
Define the ruckus.
I know. What kind of ruckus was I doing? I don't know. Technically, yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
I turned that con upside down a little bit.
Yeah, what's up? So what happened? What was going on?
Nerds get turnt.
Nerds do get turnt. No, I had an amazing time, literally. On Friday, I had the opportunity to judge the Fortnite dance competition. That was super awesome. A lot of kids came out, and they had so much fun. So that was great.
Night, darling.
Did they have to be dressed as a Fortnite character?
The kid from Shazam went up there and did it.
What?
No, they didn't.
What's Fortnite?
Oh, it's
like Apex Legends.
Idiot. Shut up.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. All right, so that was cool. So how'd that go?
That went really, really well. I was super honored to be there to host that competition. And just seeing all the kids come out, that was a lot of fun, too.
Were you the only cosplayer doing the judging on that one?
Yes.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
Good for you.
So that was really good. That was on Friday. Got turnt Friday night.
What does that
mean?
I'm just joking.
We saw that little poster you had going on in your party animal wear.
Oh, yeah. No, that was actually Saturday night. I was able to host Hawaii Voice KTV Lounge with Chris Stiles and his whole crew. Once a year, we kind of do like this nerd
Steve's
takeover.
Steezy Saturdays.
Yeah.
Didn't look that nerdy on the poster.
Well, I was Junko from Danganronpa. So,
okay, matter of fact, that poster didn't look a little enhanced on Instagram, but that's just me.
Whoa. What do you mean by that?
Allegation.
What was enhanced?
Nothing.
What are you targeting?
Well, I was wearing a Victoria's Secret push-up bra.
What drew your attention in one direction more than the other?
Those sparkles could have been natural.
I was like,
yeah, exactly.
I said, I know this girl in real life, and damn, I was like, holy moly.
What are you talking about?
I think it was the angle.
Holy moly.
What redirected your eyesight in particular to that poster?
I know this girl in real life, and holy moly.
Eyes up here.
Okay, got you.
Anyway, I was able to host an event at KTV. That was a lot of fun. A lot of nerds came out. They had an amazing time. I like doing that because it gives, like, it makes, like, nerds don't really go out all the time and party because we're kind of socially anxious.
I represent you know.
I like to get drunk and pass out in the alleyways. Just like the next
guy. In, like, a crowd of people and everything like that. Like, I know. That's where we totally made eye contact. It was like, shunk.
You're like, Tosh. God,
yeah,
like
I know.
So you know this really is where it ends up every time.
It was a lot of fun. A lot of nerds turned out. It was
sweet.
Crazy.
So your first day at the con, who were you?
First day, I was Raven, White Raven, though. Ultimate form.
The
Caucasian
White
Raven.
Nice.
Yes, yeah. Mm. So that was good. I had originally done Raven, the first amazing con that I've gone to, which was a few years ago. Yeah, so that was like original Raven. And so I wanted to redo it and revamp it a little bit. So I decided to do White Raven
that
for day
awesome.
One. And I totally spaced and didn't get a picture with Tara Strong. Although she passed my booth like 5 times. She's the voice of Raven on Teen Titans. Mm-hmm. I totally spaced out. So
wow. She's right. Each time she's probably like,
maybe she'll ask for her.
I know. I was
maybe,
like,
maybe
she passed so many times and I didn't ask her.
How about
her.
Now? Maybe.
I know.
One more time.
I'll have you know that I did think for a moment to have her do a Nerdwatch greeting recording type of thing. But it was $50 to have her record something. So I was like, never mind. I don't like the show that much.
$50, huh?
Yeah.
$50 to have her record.
That's a going rate because that's Walter Jones was $60 to do a video for Voice Man.
I almost went to the voice of Mario instead.
Yeah, he was awesome.
That guy was actually a lot of fun. He would always
when he signs things.
He was like a carnival worker over there.
Yeah.
And those voices are just in your head from playing that game. Because in N64, like every fidget he did had a different sound effect.
Yeah. I don't know if you looked at my picture, but I've got a great picture of him.
Yeah.
So you were White Raven the first day. And
White
then...
Raven first day. Second day I was Pennywise from It. That was my big surprise.
That was awesome with the
severed hand. For Amazing Con, because when I announced my lineup, day two was just a question mark because it was kind of a question mark for me too. I really wasn't sure what I was bringing. Originally, when the Amazing Con was supposed to take place in August, that was within my lineup. So I had already had it done. I've just never shown it publicly before. So I wanted to bring that back to this Amazing Con and just kind of fulfill it and bring it out and show it to the
public. You always
do a
gender bend in your when you go to the cons.
That's always my goal, yeah. And for Amazing, it's always fun because I can do something, you know, just it doesn't have to be like an anime type of thing. Like I like doing like a scary something. Like right. I did Jigsaw, or I'll do Chucky or something like that. And yeah. those are all like gender bent like horror film
yeah.
you know characters. So that was a lot of fun. I only made two kids cry. Sorry, Swan.
Only two?
Yeah. Swan and then four adults cry.
Swan made a kid that cried?
Oh, man. No, Swan. Baby Swan. Baby Swan
oh,
cried.
Baby Swan.
Yeah, sorry. No, girl. That was a lot of fun. I'm sorry. Everything turned out the way that I wanted it to.
I'd like to bring some attention to Murphy Milbourne's comment. I don't know if he needs spell check or if he means that.
That Raven was cool?
No, he says, that Pennywise was dick.
I think that's the new slang.
That's
thanks.
Murphy Milbourne, that means great.
That means good.
I know.
Young
I guess
slang.
I think it does.
I'm going to use that all the time now.
No, your daughter wasn't. I don't think she saw me.
No, she wasn't. No, we saw you on the escalator.
Oh, okay, okay. And yeah, she said that she wasn't scared
she said
anymore.
She was like, I'm not scared of her as a clown. But the day before, there was a broke-ass Pennywise. he looked like
the ghetto form.
He looked like he looked. He was like super greasy. His makeup was all messed up, and his costume was all wrinkled. And
he
like,
keeps talking about me like it's not me.
and Gannon, I was like, dude, you need to go to the bathroom and. Fix yourself. No, I. But she literally like would be like she was like hiding behind.
Yeah.
Nadia
yeah,
because of it.
They
and
look like crazy. A murderer.
They well, had to, and she had to leave. Scary. She had to leave. Well, she yeah. was yeah. like, I got. She's freaking out. I gotta
yeah.
go. I gotta take her.
Wow. So, and then you did Pennywise the second day, and then what was the last
got
day?
New change.
The last day was I did Seymour and Audrey from Little Shop
that
of Horrors.
Blew my mind.
That was awesome.
There was another Audrey there too.
I didn't see it.
Yeah, and I
was
and
hers
I
a think, puppet too.
Yeah,
I think
and
she
I
was
that
on
that
day too, though.
I thought that was her. Yeah, I thought that. Yeah. It was like you would grab somebody's puppet or something. I was like, oh, you got the.
No, I don't grab other people's puppets, but
you don't.
No.
Well, you have to ask permission first, right?
No, thanks.
All right.
No. Hey, yeah,
by the way, Murphy Milbourne did correct his statement.
No, he didn't. It was,
thanks.
It was
I mean,
right
I'll take either
time.
One, but
Murphy,
you know what else.
You did not need to correct that. That was fine the first time.
Yeah, I mean, we could.
I'm going to say that all the time now. I'm going to be like, Todd Bernardi, your new issue Kukui Project is
scary
dick.
To people, so, you know, maybe I was being a dick. I don't know. Sorry, my bad. But yeah, and so third day was Seymour and
man,
Audrey. That was a lot of fun.
So many things
I think
are be
the
dick.
Biggest highlight that I had throughout the whole convention was being able to be a guest judge at the cosplay competition.
How'd that go?
That was insane. I was like, are you talking to me, Jimmy? And he's like, yeah, you. Like, I want you to be a guest judge for the cosplay competition. And that's just huge because this is a mainland convention and I'm being sure. able to sit
oh,
yeah. with all these other judges and actually
resume.
Judge a cosplay competition.
Resume.
Yeah, so it was right. crazy.
It's
there were 28
resume.
Contestants.
Wow.
28
okay,
contestants. They were
one.
All amazing. They had six different categories for the competition. That was Best in Show, Spirit of Aloha, that was a new category, Expert, Beginner, Group, and Youth. So it was quite a tough nice. Job to have to narrow it all down. And I do have to make this announcement because I am super proud and super happy. And because for the Expert winner, it was Boba Fett from Maui Comic
Con. Oh, I saw that. Oh, that guy was at Maui Comic Con?
Cool. Yeah. You mean Jack?
No,
that's
Reyes.
Not Jack.
His name is Reyes, and oh, okay. from our Maui
Jack
Comic-Con.
Is a Mandalorian, but he wasn't. Boba
oh, that's
Fett.
Right. That's
yeah.
right.
Yeah. Well, the Mandalorian. Yeah. Who won our?
But
first
I saw
place.
That pictures of that Boba Fett at Amazing Con.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow,
the Mandalorian.
Really
yeah. So he from our Maui Con, he won first place, right? So he got tickets to Amazing, and so he
that's how
entered,
he got there. The tickets
yeah.
for Maui Comic Con.
Yeah.
Wow. That is awesome.
Yeah. So like he entered.
He
the
sure parlayed that.
I know. He did so good, and I didn't know that he was going to enter, but then he was there, like
that's
backstage.
Like
I was like, oh, cool.
That's
awesome.
Like the cosplay equivalent of like a triple double.
Yeah. So it was really cool that he entered and he actually won first place for expert.
What the hell is sports?
We don't do the sports.
It's like ice cream.
Sorry.
It's like a triple and a double.
Oh, okay, yeah, no, sorry.
So I don't remember any of those from Tekken. <Ball.
know>, right?
Who are you judging with?
I was judging with Leah Rose and then a few other cosplayers, too.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
JDF.
JDF, no. I would have lost my beep if I was sitting next to JDF.
No, I know who Jason David Frank is. Frank, he wants to fight CM Punk.
Say his name right.
Jason David Frick. And
oh,
then,
gosh, he's so gorgeous.
And then Amy Jo Johnson was there, wasn't she?
Yes. Yeah.
Asher Angel, Manu Bennett.
Yeah. Oh, Manu Bennett.
Yeah,
Manu Bennett. That dude knows how to wear skinny jeans, let me tell you.
Oh, my goodness.
Good
he is gorgeous.
Lord.
Manu Bennett.
I wanted to grab a fistful of cores and throw it at his butt.
Because he was actually at this con.
Oh, okay.
Bye. Well, thank you for the comic book list.
I know, right? See you later, Swan.
You can please leave.
Anyway, overall, it was...
We'll
pretty amazing.
One of those beam you out and beam him
and
in.
And thank you, Jimmy, for making it such an amazing show.
Yeah, this was kind of a. Of course, as we know, this was kind of a. Kind of a makeup for the big hurricane that happened just last year, and then we had to cancel the con.
That was crazy.
So that was pretty crazy.
We had to cancel the con?
To be able to, like, you know, it's displaced and then put it all back together is such hard work, and he did an amazing job.
I don't know if you know this. Jimmy J said I could take credit for that.
Jimmy J would love you to be there to MC.
Actually, if I have any feedback, a lot of people wanted us to be there.
Did they?
Legit. I'm not saying that to blow smoke up your butt.
Actually, I'm going to back Gannon up on this
there
one.
There was quite everyone a few people that said we should have been
format
there.
Format was, they asked who else was here from the pod.
I was at SadCon 2019! Damn!
Represent!
All right.
Well, format's too thing. Cool to be at the other conventions.
Well, listen,
we need to have a presence at the next one.
Sure, no problem. Well, I'll get in touch with Jimmy J. and then we'll see what we can do.
I'm not lying when I say people felt like we should have been there.
Is it people that we know or people we don't know?
Actually,
yes.
There's quite a few people that I'd never heard of before,
all
never
of
met, didn't know.
All right, sweet.
Asking why we
he
weren't part of
it. All right. So good.
It's not just the usual people we know.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, that's creepy.
But the people that we don't know.
Did you tell them that I'm not really a fan of
them as
nerds?
Well?
Huh?
Nothing. Anyway.
You were like, yeah, but you got to bring out my top three favorite wrestlers.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I, yeah, anyway.
And the three of them are John Cena!
All three.
No.
I mean, he would come to Hawaii. He looks good in a pair of jorts.
Yeah, he does. He looks great in a pair of jorts.
You wouldn't be able to see him anywhere.
That's right. You wouldn't be able to see him.
Yeah, that's very true. I was about to say.
So, Night Darling, was that
hi.
The extent of your activities at the con?
We did a lot. I got to shoot down at Kakako. Sorry.
I got to
I did a photo shoot down in Kaka'ako with Thriller Crew.
With the
which was crazy because there was a shooting in Kaka'ako.
Yeah. Oh, was there? Oh, yeah. Man.
Right before,
really
like, right after we
man.
Got... Like, we left, and they were blocking off the streets, and we were like, oh, crap, we better leave now. It was...
Nah, when she said shoot down, when she said shoot down, I thought she meant, like, how many nerds did she shoot down?
No, not at all. No, I did a photo shoot with Thriller Crew nice. Down at
What were you dressed as?
Oh, no, I was just repping her gear.
Gorilla Gorilla.
Yeah, I know. I should cosplay that. With the skateboard and everything.
It's going to be like one of those sexy stormtroopers where it's just like a bikini and a gorilla. And
right, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, she's done the thing before.
Yeah, that's true. I'm just one step
close,
away
yeah.
from a full gorilla head, so.
Nice.
Oh, man.
Done all deal. Right. But other than that, yeah, no, had a great time.
See you.
I am exhausted. I'm losing my voice.
You finally have your moment to do Kingpin, even though Kalea Carter already did it.
That's good. He can keep doing it. I'm not dressing up. I'm not a big fan of dressing up.
You dressed up for tonight just because Lindsay showed up.
Well, it was...
That is a nice shirt.
That is by accident, but yes.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Is that
right
guard that I smell?
So, yeah.
Not left guard, too.
It's the... it's the all-new mint Old Spice.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
minty.
I'm stepping up. Anyway,
proud of you, man.
Yeah, no problem. Also, at the Maui, excuse me, Maui, at the amazing Hawaii Comic Con, he was there. He had a table to himself, apparently, right?
Aaron Nakahara!
Yay!
Those are your response.
Ladies and gentlemen, he is, well, not you, Todd, now. Aaron Nakahara.
How excited!
Hi, what's your note about this?
Aaron Nakahara, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Thanks for joining us this evening.
Yay, thank you for having me.
Listen, it wasn't my idea.
I know. but thank you for having me.
Good on them. I was like, it's time that the Nerd Watch got a decent artist on it.
So Aaron Nakahara, you are the creator of Fields of Illyria. You also were in attendance at the Amazing Hawaii Comic Con this year. What say you? How was your booth? How did everything go? Did everybody get good impressions of Fields of Illyria? I said that as well.
it went really well. Yeah, it's kind of interesting. This is only, I guess, counting the Maui Cons too, this is my fifth convention ever. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's my second Oahu one, so... Yeah, it's kind of like I'm still just every day changing my booth, because I'm like, oh, let's try this. Maybe this will work.
Right.
Yeah, but it was good. I had a lot of really good feedback on everything, yeah.
Did you really?
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
And how... what are we on as far as the packs of cards that you have now? What edition are we on now? Are we still in the first edition? Are we working on the second? Where are we?
We're on technically the version 1.1.
1.1?
Yeah. So first edition, but with new and improved card frames.
Fantastic.
Fixing grammatical errors.
Now, if anybody is interested in Fields of Illyria, your card game, where can online can we learn about it, number one, and learn how to play it, number two?
That's a good question.
Read the instructions.
It does come with instructions.
It does come with instructions. You can probably go to fieldsofillyria.com or go to my website, dengin108.com.
And then you're going to film a demo
tutorial.
Game.
Yeah, we're going to be doing tutorial
Format,
demos.
Format did a demo on this show last year, and so I just wanted to make sure that you kind of rep your card game and make sure everybody knows how to play it exactly, so that's good. Yeah. Did you have fun?
Yeah, it was a blast. Really? It was awesome. It's just like, I mean, like, again, this is like my fifth convention, mm-hmm. so it's kind of like to be on like this side of the table.
Right.
It's amazing.
Were you stuck behind your table as well?
Yeah,
I was.
You were.
Yeah,
I figured as much. Nice. So I hope you did well. I hope you did okay. I hope you sold a few of those Fields of Illyria packs.
Yeah,
good.
I did it right.
Fantastic.
I got two.
Good.
Wait till this next one comes out. Forest of Innuendo.
I got two packs, and I was like, hey, I told my wife, I was like, now you have to play cards with me.
Nice.
We're going to play this together.
And of course,
and here it's like Go Fish.
Now,
it's like
Go Fish. If you don't know, Aaron Nakahara does do all of the artwork himself for Fields of Illyria. He's an amazing artist, and he came up with this amazing game. So check it out, fieldsofillyria.com. That's Fields of Illyria, Elleria, for those that are illiterate.
Is that right? Because you always get stuff wrong.
That is correct.
All right, now Double Jeopardy, spell Fields right.
F-E-I-L-D-S, right?
You're reading it off the packet. F-E-I, is that what you said?
Yeah.
Yes, he did.
That's wrong.
Okay. You don't know how to spell the easy word? What's wrong with you?
I before E.
No, gotcha.
Fields.
All this
time I thought it was Fields. It is
Fields of
Illyria. F-E-E-L-S. The
Fields of Illyria.
I thought it was Fields of Illyria. It's like a Skinamax feature.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
Fields.
Well, thanks, Aaron, for showing up.
Everybody's
for having me.
Everybody's correcting your spelling.
Thank you. Everybody thinks I was being serious.
Because you're an idiot. They're all fixing it.
Everyone's doing it, too.
I before E. I before E, except after C.
Yeah, thanks, guys. I was just...
They're helping you out, because these guys are actually good writers.
I was trying to be in characters. It's all good.
We got John Murakami here. We got DJ here. These guys are helping you out right now.
Yeah. Come,
you can't,
John,
you can't just use that, though. You gotta use the whole thing.
Okay,
type
I will.
Before E, except after C.
There it is.
And now DJ's calling it Fields of Illyria.
Wow, great.
A lot of
Fields of Illyria.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of speaking about something that I can't spell, Todd Bernardi. he was also at the Comic-Con. And he had a table as well.
He was all over the table.
And he had trade paperbacks. He had issue 10 of Kakui Project as well.
Yeah.
Did you have the table to yourself?
Yeah.
You did.
Yeah, it was great. He's
like, he doesn't believe you. He's like, you did.
I was, sort of. I mean, I was messaging with DJ, and I was like, dude, I'm sitting like across from you.
Yeah, you can push over a little bit.
I'm sitting across from you.
Perfect, thank you.
And he was like, I don't think that that's good enough. We're going to ask Robert to see if he'll switch. And this guy, Robert Jacob, I think he's in the chat right now. He, really wonderful artist, really great comic books. He switched with
and
me.
And he was like, no.
Also in the Hawaii Comic Book Alliance. He was like, yeah, man, I can switch.
He's in the Hawaii Comic Book Alliance?
Yeah.
Oh, nice, cool.
And then...
is he a new member?
A newish, I think.
So you used your seniority.
Awesome. Yeah, right?
To push your weight around. I didn't even
ask him. It was DJ that asked him. DJ was like, I don't think
DJ has told no a lot.
No, he's no.
Why? He's just got a very strong sense of charm about him.
Yeah.
I don't imagine anybody would say, nah.
That could be misconstrued as him being a Kaneka.
No,
sure.
Not at all.
No?
Not at all. Right,
I imagine that at the cons, DJ gets whatever he needs, but he's holding Todd, you know, by the hand to help him through.
He is. He's like, let me show you how it's done.
Right.
He's Qui-Gon.
He's my little guy.
He's
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
And
he's got a particular set of skills.
Yeah. Well, Todd, I will say...
I had a really good convention. Mm-hmm. I didn't know if I was going to get issue 10. Kind of the same way that Aaron was a little... Got the... Tell us about the cards.
Oh.
Huh?
What happened?
Okay, so
I'll follow him on Facebook.
So good.
In prep for Amazing Comic Con, mm-hmm. I put out a large order of cards.
Right.
These decks I was going to sell, and I ordered in order to get like the bulk discount. I had to order like over 90 of them, so they're going to come in two boxes.
90 decks.
90
you mean?
Decks.
Okay.
So UPS shows up. I'm like, all right, here we go. I open the box. And it's not my cards.
What is it?
It's
Gwyneth Paltrow's head.
What's in the box? No, it's 93 decks of Black History Month trivia games. Which, just so you know, is not the expansion to Fields of Valeria.
Wow. Wakanda forever.
Yes. And ever and ever and ever.
Did you find out you have to send those back?
I'm actually shipping it out to the guy who ordered it, and yeah, they're going to credit me and stuff. So
that's good.
Did that guy get yours?
Yeah. No. Thankfully, what happened was they thought they had sent mine to me and his to him, but they just sent his to me, and mine had just been sitting in the warehouse.
Oh,
yeah. So like the head of the company was like, "Hey, we can overnight this to you. You want it?" I'm like, "Yes, please. Yes, please to the hotel if you could," and literally like. An hour after I landed, the bellhop was like, "Oh, we got a package for you." I'm like, "Is it two boxes?" And like, "Yes." I'm like, "Does it weigh 22.3 pounds? Because that's mine."
It's either that guy or else I'm selling Black History Month cards at the Comic Con.
Yes. Yeah, I know a lot of Black History now.
Yes. Aaron was way more prepared for the con than I was, and I was still lettering my comic book like last Sunday night. And I called my printer. I was like, "If I give this to you on Monday, can I get it by Friday?" Mm. And they were like, "Yeah." And so I sent the print like order in on Monday. Called them on Tuesday to make sure everything was good. They were like, "Yeah, everything's good. There's going to be a slight difference because I put the wrong address. I was going to have it shipped to the hotel, but it automatically like was my bill to address."
Right.
So I had to call them and arrange that, make sure. And I called them on Wednesday to double check. And they were like, "Well, you need them when?" I was like, "Friday." I put down Friday. And they're like, "On the last order, it says March 7th. And I was like, "I'm not going to – I don't need the rush order if I get them on March 7th. And so they were able to get them to me Friday at 1:30, and the con started at like
holy crap,
nice,
three.
Nice. Nice.
And
that's
so,
how you do it. That's
so
how you do
it was.
It.
So from there, I was like, "Oh, it's going to be a good con." Like I, yeah. Even though, even though we tried to check in on Thursday night at the hotel, and they wouldn't let they
until you open the box, you're like, "What? Wakanda forever?"
Yeah.
Oh no,
no.
This is Aaron's stuff.
Black Panther parody.
Once again, Todd's what do they call it? Procrastination.
That's
$20 just
you need a, procrastination pays off.
Hey man, you need to use two fingers to check my procrastination.
Yeah, I'll check your procrastinate after the show. Anyway, so
is that like a root? It's like a loot crate, right?
Yeah, kind of. So we,
I don't think anyone wins with this one.
Mm-hmm. We keep skipping this, and I didn't forget about because I switched places. Not only was I like by DJ, I was in between DJ and Reed Kishimoto, who's like this fantastic artist on Oahu, and we always
but he's a jerk.
No, I'm just kidding. He's the nicest guy in the world.
I'm just kidding.
He's in the chat. That's the only reason why.
He's just kidding.
He says that to everyone in the chat.
But I mean, like,
he's like checking the off boxes as it goes.
He actually likes the show.
Oh,
not anymore.
Not anymore. Oh well.
Thanks,
Gene. That's true.
Speaking of
guys, I love you, Reed. I'm just messing.
Speaking of guys that don't hear no very often. That guy, the biggest dude I've ever seen at a con, and also the nicest guy, and he does these
really he's the biggest dude you've seen at the con. You've gone there, with me,
well,
right?
There was one guy that was like 7'4" that dressed up as a Wookiee.
Yeah, but did he have a roster?
We might have lost our feed.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think so. We're still on, aren't we?
We might have lost our feed.
Are you sure?
No, we're still on.
I just got bounced out for some reason. Mm-hmm. Maybe it was just me.
I think Format kicked you. Anyway, so anyway, Todd, since you were sandwiched between Reed Kishimoto and the man we call DJ Kiavikane.
Ron Katagai wants us to show the zombie horde artwork. Can somebody grab that and bring it to the camera?
That's
Ron Katagai wants to see that.
That's Michael Cannon.
Who is it?
Michael Cannon.
That is?
Mm-hmm.
It's a Michael Cannon print. And,
it's a t-shirt.
And it's a t-shirt.
And it's
also people that he knows.
Is it true you were selling prints?
I sold a couple of prints.
Wow.
Print jockey.
I sold a print, a couple of prints of the cover.
Print jockey.
You are a print jockey now. Oh. It's official.
It wasn't a Batman. It wasn't a
Welcome
fan
to
art.
The club, Todd.
Wow.
It was his original character.
Just saying, bro. I'm assuming, I'll get back to you in a second, but I'm assuming, speaking of prints, Night Darling, I'm assuming you went through quite a few prints as well.
Yes.
How many prints?
Almost sold out.
What's that?
Nice. It's almost sold out.
Oh, yeah, almost sold out.
Really cool. And then this year I did surprise packs where there was two lewds and either a Jimmy Sparrow print or a Seven Sketches print.
Clarify that. Clarify that again.
You can't just bury the lead on that one.
Is that ludicrous? Is that?
No. I heard something completely different. Ooh. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. So I actually did surprise packs this year where.
Bet that was a surprise.
In the surprise pack, there's two lewd prints.
What is that?
It's a, you know, the cough suppressant, Luden. There's a few of those in there.
They're a little bit more risque than my normal stuff.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Got
so
it.
Just a little bit more spicier of a print.
Mm.
Think FHM magazine.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Something like that. So it had.
Or Maxim.
Mm.
Yes.
Got it.
So it had two of those, and then it either had a Seven Sketches print or a Jimmy Sparrow print in it.
I realized I might have aged myself just now.
Yeah.
Neither one of those magazines have been around for like 10 or 15 years.
We're all going, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so we're in it with you.
So
don't worry.
I had no idea that there was a word that
is any of these
Game
Pro or Electronic Gaming Monthly.
I was like, damn it, format.
Computer Gaming World.
Okay, sorry.
So I didn't know that there was a word for those kinds of. I thought they were just risque photos. Okay.
In the cosplay world, like we call it lewds. Because
Got
it's
it.
Just a little bit more spicier than usual.
I'll show you some
like
really
your
good
cosplay,
stuff later.
But then just a spicier version of it.
Of Night Darling?
Well, not of her, but look for Momokun cosplay. You'll see some really lewd stuff there.
Why are we hyping up somebody other than Night Darling?
Because that girl really go well.
Wow!
Whoa,
you didn't even see what my
No.
Whoa,
she
whoa.
Pushes it way far.
Okay. Damn.
Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah. I'm not gonna push it like too far. But
yeah.
Still.
I was gonna say. Jeez.
You keep it classy.
I want you to know
that girl does not.
Thanks.
All right.
I like what you do, not like these jokers. I think what you do is really hard, and I think
not like this guy right here. Or this guy.
Wow.
Sorry.
Oh, my gosh. Anyway,
yes.
Get good. Well, I'm glad you got to sell some of those prints. That's fantastic.
Thanks.
I respect you.
I didn't sell anything, but I gave away a lot of stickers.
Shut up, Todd.
He slapped down a whole bunch of stickers on my booth, too.
Okay. I made her. I'm like, you need to give these away. You're on the cast, damn it.
I know.
And so, like, everybody who bought a print got a sticker.
Nice.
Well, not only that, like, I come over, she's selling her prints. I'm like, hello, give the stickers with the prints.
I know, he was, like, managing
them. Yeah,
like,
I was schooling her.
All right.
What the hell?
Slash the sticker over the lips.
Okay, so then.
No, I mean, you know what?
Really, like, do you not want to see these here?
In the, when I slide it in the thing, and then after I'm done signing it, they want to take a picture with me with the print, and then, like, a lot of the time, the nerd watch sticker is, like, right in the middle of the thing. And then there's one where, like, I'm, like, completely, like, it's, like, backless, and then, like, right where, like,
I know the
photo. Yeah, that's where the nerd watch sticker was.
Yeah, see, that's awesome.
I was trying to move it, like, with my finger.
Todd, John Murakami wants to see your loot.
Murakami.
It's that gorilla costume we were talking about.
Wow.
That sounds hot.
Can we add? Okay,
and a little bit of testicle cleavage.
Wow!
Can that be the name of tonight's pod, please?
Please. That's way more.
That's got to be the name of tonight's pod.
I might be expecting.
Oh my
God. I'm going to start a band called
that's
that too.
Super spicy.
That
wow.
is. Can I have a question? So
I'm still trying to figure out how your pants work in order to pull it off.
I'm not wearing pants for that.
Oh, okay.
That's full frontal.
No. I'm wearing pants.
He's like, I have a shirt.
It's a reverse banana hammock.
Oh, I see. Oh my god.
And you flip the thing up into the waistband. If it's the cash and prizes, you flip the prizes up.
My imagination is already quite
vivid. I've taken several selfies.
Wow.
Oh, several
selfies.
Very elaborate.
I know the technique.
Several selfies.
So can we? So in regards to lewds, my
yes.
darling.
Yes.
Since we have these nice big stickers. Could you do something fancy with these?
I feel like you're asking her if she can just wear the stickers.
Right?
I feel like that's what you're actually asking
her
right
now.
That's
what I'm asking, yes.
What?
Well,
what?
I'm just saying, over the naughty bits.
No.
You wear them first.
I would.
What money are you giving her for this? Because that's a lot
to
ask.
I know, usually people pay for that.
Easy, like 30.
I'll tell you this, though.
Oh, 30,000?
You buy me Jack 30? In the Box, I'll do it right now.
Let's come on. Let's
do
it.
I'll do this for
show
an Oreo shake and a large curly fry. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I tell you.
Oh, my God.
I'll do it on camera.
Where are the bids?
For Taco Bell.
Where are the bids?
I know. Let's go. Starting at $30. Let's go. $30.
That's
do I see $30? Who's going to bring us $30?
Oh, my
God. We put it as a
slide it under the door. Let's go.
We can make prints for Patreon.
Oreo shake.
Oh, prints for Patreon.
We can. Yeah.
That's really interesting.
That's going to break the internet.
Hey, Duh. So, listen, getting back to the point, Todd, did you do well at Comic-Con?
This is the only copy of issue 10 I've got left. This is, like, my personal copy.
Mm-hmm. So, did you sell all your trades?
Why do you have a personal copy? Yeah. Don't you have the original?
$30.
Oh, Wesley's bringing me Taco Bell. I guess I have to put my money where my mouth is.
All right, sweet.
I usually try to
get and Murakami did $30.01. So apparently there's a bidding war for me to wear these stickers.
I don't have.
Apparently so.
Sweet.
Well,
I don't know if they know I was talking about me or if they still think we're talking about her. We're talking about me,
know.
Guys, so those offers are probably going to go away now, I think. Watch. They're going to just jump off.
They are going to jump off. Anyway, Todd Bernardi, I'm glad you did well at the con.
Yeah,
yes, let's get back to Todd.
Yeah, let's do so. I'm glad you did good work there. You had fun with your friend DJ?
Yeah, and mm-hmm. Gannon was there, and mm-hmm. Reed was there. Well, everybody was there. Everybody from the Hawaii Comic Book Alliance. It was like I was getting to hang out with my art fam.
Mm. All the cool people
And those
were
guys,
there.
Those guys actually appreciate what I do. So it's weird to them. It's different than the Nerd
Watch.
It's
like baloney.
Is it different? Mm.
It's kind of sick.
No joke. I was looking at DJ's books, and I'm like, how come you can't draw like this guy, I told Todd.
In front of people, too. Like, it's not like... And then on top of it, like, there was one... I gave this guy... I talked to him a little bit about my work, and mm-hmm. he was like, I'll check you out online, and he walked off. And he was like, see if you drew well. Like, that guy probably would have bought a book.
Wow.
So...
that's awesome.
So I had to, you know, but lucky for me, I'm a egomaniacal.
You are,
and so you can't really hurt my
feelings,
confidence,
because you don't have feelings.
It was risky.
I have feelings. I don't have shame.
Oh god, it's okay. You know what though? DJ's wife was there, so obviously he had a defender. DJ's wife loves Todd, so.
Yeah, she was. She would say, she actually, when he said one of those comments, she was right there and she was like, "Justice for Todd."
All right, we'll start that hashtag.
That was the first time she met me, so the second and third time I made that joke, she started laughing about it more.
Oh, okay, good. I'm glad.
She didn't realize that, really? You know.
Well, you haven't been on the show for 2 weeks.
And on top
she
of it,
had no idea who you were.
On top of it, I kept insulting his stuff, even though I was staying with him, which is a pretty dumb move if you think about it.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, like I was like, after, you know, like after, I was after like the second or third one, I was like, just like, hey man, remember where you're sleeping at night.
On the curb.
Wow, great. Also, there is a man who doesn't come very often to the show anymore because he's a busy man, Swan, one of the first producers of the show for the Nerd Watch, is
great
in the
to
house.
Be back, G.
And, sir, you went to the Comic-Con. How was it for you?
You know what? It was really awesome. I got to see everybody. You know, and I don't know if Gannon already talked about it. I was just really shocked that there wasn't that much people for Marv Wolfman. You know, that line was just ridiculously
it made me a little
short,
sad.
You know? But, like, Jason David Frank's line was, like, a mile long.
Who?
So.
You called him JDF earlier because you didn't want to bother saying
or
his
other
name.
Words.
No, you said Marv Power Wolfman. Ranger. I said who?
Oh, so creator of Blade.
Ah.
Yeah.
Marv Wolfman created Blade?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I mean, other than.
He wrote Crisis stuff. On Infinite Earths. He's responsible for Dick Grayson being Nightwing. You know, small
you,
stuff like
stuff,
that.
Actually. Can you say Dick Grayson? On
you know, it's actually a lot of fun. This is the first time I got out there. Oh.
Richard,
unsuspectingly,
Richard
I got invited along to dinner with Marvin, Ron Lim. You know, it was such a fun night. They're both really funny guys.
Nice.
And I didn't really buy too much. And actually, I would like to do a shout-out to Kerwin Iwahari, one of our good customers of the store. He actually got me this as a nice birthday gift. And I went around and just got people to sketch in it, do quick signatures and stuff. So thank you, Aaron.
Since see, now those guys can draw.
Oh, I'm also in it. I'm also in the book.
Todd is in it.
Yours in there. Yet.
Todd is in it, but it's also a reference
did,
book
did
for
Aaron?
Him.
Did Aaron draw on it?
Yep. Aaron wow. is actually right over here.
Oh, yeah.
I so he's
that.
Right next to
there
Chris Colanui,
cool.
Lenny Romero, and Chamba from Street Fighter Comics.
Wow.
I could draw a really Chamba. Mean turkey. Chamba. Let me have
he's
that.
Such a nice guy, too.
Wow.
Chamba's dope.
Yeah, he's awesome.
He's cool.
Sweet.
Other than that, you know, like I said, I didn't really plan on going. This was a really last-minute trip.
Sure.
So I didn't really get a chance to, like, put together, like, the big jam piece I usually do or anything. But just to be able to meet one of the guys, which is my hero I look up to, Marv Wolfman, it meant a lot to me.
I didn't know Wolfman was responsible for the Nightwing thing. Mm-hmm. It's yeah. so weird.
He wrote that issue of the Judas Contract where that happened.
Oh. Yeah.
He was, well, because they were working on Titans for a while.
I think it was... True? No, it just seems weird because I met a Nightwing superfan over the weekend. So... To have, you know, someone that closely connected to Nightwing, to the character, you know, just an island over,
mm-hmm.
seems, I don't know, it seems kind of...
Shocking?
No, not really shocking, just like things are falling into place kind of things, yeah.
Wow, that's very interesting.
Well, what was cool about it...
I thought that was kind of neat.
To kind of piggyback on Swan's thing is that we had Wolfman and Perez there.
Yeah. But sadly, they weren't together. You know,
they were kind of across
well,
each
across,
other, though.
You know.
Yeah.
But it's
Rosie
season,
Perez
so.
Was at the.
But they should have been. They should have been. Yeah, she was.
If
but Tara they should have been right next to each
yeah.
other because that yeah. would have made a lot of sense because those guys worked together a lot.
True.
So it kind of would have made sense. But you know, they were on the backside of Neil Adams, who, by the way, is a very crotchety old man.
I like that. Kind
I don't.
Of guy.
I disagree. He's such a nice man. I went
maybe
up to
for
him.
You, but
okay,
when I went to
but
talk
here's
to
my
him,
thing. I stood in line where everyone's like Batman, Batman, Batman. I walked up to him and go, "Thank you for Bucky O'Hare." And his eyes just lit up. And he's like, someone
oh,
here
why.
Knows Bucky? I was like, yeah.
What was
he's
he
like,
crocheting?
I didn't bring it. I didn't bring anything Bucky, but please, order from the website. I was like, sure.
Well, you when know? I went up, he just grumbled about young people music.
Mm.
Not kidding. He's like, you know, when I come to these things, this is him, when I come to these things, sometimes they play music I can appreciate. Sometimes they just play stuff that sounds like the record is skipping.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at him, I'm like, is this your first convention?
You also complained about young people music.
Yeah, because, well, but he's right.
The moral of the story is...
He is right. He's absolutely right.
What I'm saying is I don't appreciate finding a reflection in Neil Adams.
in case you guys missed what I'm trying to say here,
there was a guy that was dressed as Black Panther that had an amp behind him.
Yeah,
and he was playing the soundtrack.
It was actually kind of obnoxious.
What's going on? I just passed by, and I'm like,
no, but it made like the impact of like Wakanda forever.
To me, it kind of reeked of. I don't think anybody gets my costume.
You gotta admit though, that one Emperor cosplayer was awesome.
Well, that guy was part of the 501st Legion.
Oh, was he? I did not know that.
I think he was with that group. Because he was always hanging around by that booth. Oh, I'm assuming it was a guy. I don't know. The person under it didn't really speak. But, whoever was in there crushed. They looked legit like the movie one.
Sand Raiders and all this. Like, it was on par.
Tired of potholes.
Excellent.
Get on it, Maui County.
We need to do a gender bend on the Emperor. There you go.
The Empress.
The Empress.
I know, right?
So
just make your skin look all wrinkly, wear a robe, make your fingers look all on fleek, and then boom, there you go.
There it is. That's good stuff.
So just saying, there was a lot of downs. I mean, besides Lindsay scaring the crap out of my kid.
Sorry.
I was a little disappointed you didn't sell the male version to your prince. You know, I really wanted one. What the hell?
Told you guys.
It actually shocked them a lot because I walked up the booth and I want to print, but none of this.
Barakami says that the Emperor was Phil Tam, who is also the Boba Fett with the Han Solo frozen surfboard, which I forgot to bring up.
No way!
Yeah, same guy.
Wow, that's awesome.
There's so many walking around, it was crazy.
So, what is
thank you for that, Barakami.
What was
Barakami?
Wait a minute, hang on a second.
Yeah.
What is a MILF print?
No, the male version of her prince.
Oh.
You didn't see that.
What is wrong with your ears
tonight? All of my friends from Oahu came down from MauiCon. They all picked a picture of what I did on my Instagram. Like, they all picked one, and then they did a who wore it better.
Yeah.
A side by side.
Oh, yeah.
And
those are always hilarious.
Like, literally, even the Virgin Killer sweater, Ray wore that one where it's like this.
He's the one
like
I wanted the most.
Back is like revealed and like ass crack and everything. Wow. And like I have one like with glasses, and like Lance has like one with glasses, so they all pose the same. It was when I was at MauiCon, and
they're hilarious.
They were at my house, and they literally like raided my closet and found all the same things that I wore and then redid it.
Wow.
And then put it side by side. Banging. And and so all of them did it. They all made like a side by side who wore it better.
Wow.
And they released it on my birthday.
Wow.
Easily.
You all also, you also, right before, I don't know if it was before or after you got back from the con, but you also had a really cool 1-minute video about yourself doing your cosplays that was produced.
I did. That one was super awesome. Oh, wait, here's
that
the
came out before the con.
I did that one. And then here's Ray.
Oh, wow.
With that. And then Nick with my Uniqlo shirt. That's Lance with my.
Wow.
And then James Skin with my glasses. Kai with the hair. Like, everybody took part. Javi with, like.
Wow.
All the poses were on point. Everything with my jacket. That's Seven Sketches. Derek with my Diva jacket.
Right?
Yeah, it's all on my Instagram.
You guys can't see it, but go on her Instagram and go look at it.
Instagram, it's
Instagram.
Night Darling Cosplay.
Yeah, so if you look for it, it's there. But
the Twitter books.
Go check out her My Book.
But sorry, what were you asking?
In the My Books.
I don't even remember now.
he just saw the pics.
Your 1 minute.
My 1 minute. Where I work, I have a coworker who is like a videographer for one of the biggest kite companies in the world.
Kite surfing
companies.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so he does. Yeah, so they do. He does all of their videos and photos and stuff like that. So he came up to me one day at work, and he was like, do you want to get together and kind of like do a project about what you do? And I had him actually judge the Maui Comic Con day one competition. Mm-hmm. And he was just blown away by like this world that he kind of like came across.
Right.
So he came downstairs. He asked me if I wanted to do like a documentary type of thing.
Right.
John Barakami is still stuck on lewd prints.
Oh, okay, yeah. So we actually worked really hard on that. We put together that 1-minute video, and that's the most personal I've ever gotten in like a video. I'm used to doing like cosplay videos, like where I don't talk at all. Like, so it was like 2 hours of like an interview, and then actually like behind the scenes of me working and like and we set the stage to, that's exactly how I work at home. Like, I have my headphones on, and I have anime playing, and I have gummy bears everywhere, and, like, my soldering iron is, like, on fire, and there's things everywhere, and it's, like, a mess. So we really got into, like, the nitty-gritty of, like, what I do and how I do things, and it got really personal about why I cosplay,
right,
and
right.
for that very reason. And I can't wait for the bloopers to come out. So that was Black Sheep Cinema. Phil, he hooked it up and he did all of that for me.
I was gonna say, if that was personal, I don't know what you think of those loot prints. Those are pretty personal too, don't you think?
Why do we keep, like, coming back to
visual,
loot prints?
Like, visually, but, like, to actually know what's going on in my head as a person, as a cosplayer.
It was cool. He gave you 1 minute, and, like, he said it a lot in the show. I mean, that little
yeah, yeah, piece, yeah. Because of...
In my experience, you can get a lot done in a minute.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
That's great. Thanks.
Yeah. Why does everybody act like that when I say that?
Not too sure. Not too sure.
Well, anyway. Tell us what you get done, Gannon.
No, don't.
No, no, no.
I'm
going to
punk rock bear. We can get a song done in a minute.
Who wore it better?
At least.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Boom. Well, now shut up.
I think the biggest thing, one of the biggest highlights I had was meeting Manu Bennett. The guy was such a great guy. You know?
Isn't he gorgeous?
Manu Bennett.
You know, did he take your breath away?
Okay, do you know what the best part was? Because he walked past me and went, that was like Joy's big surprise birthday, or Valentine's Day gift slash birthday gift.
I let him do weird stuff to me.
Was she got to meet Manu Bennett, and I told him, and he drew me in his image. And, you know, and it was so cool. He actually just slipped over.
Can he draw? I didn't see it.
Yeah, he actually... Joy has pictures of it posted and a nice little short video we took.
I just saw your guys' video.
Well, it was cute because when he did the selfie part and he just like saw me in it, he's just, ah.
And who's Joy for those of us that don't know? For those that are listening or watching?
You mean the person who made your custom Funko Pops?
No, I know who that is, yeah. Just to tell everybody else.
I know, but sometimes you forget.
Yep. Who is Joy? That's what I want to know.
Does that go in the loot?
Yeah,
these go in the loot pile.
Someone answer me!
Well, besides my girlfriend, Joy is one of the biggest customers we have here at the shop. She does custom Funkos. We're actually recently retired. You know, she did the Nerd Watch as a Christmas gift.
She did?
Yes. And
thank you, Joy.
She has to come out of semi-retirement for that because we got Lindsay, Francine, and Cindy that we still need.
It's true.
No, I have them.
Oh, that's right. She does have
that's
one.
That's right.
Okay,
it's
so Francine.
And I don't bring it here
because
it's in my collection.
It should be up there.
You have one.
Aaron needs one.
Oh.
And Mulberry's got one, too.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Kai, I guess Aaron should have one, too.
Let's first get her taking care of that.
Yeah.
Get Kai a shirt first.
Yeah, and then Kai
See,
as well.
That
Kai
guy.
I don't have pants in mine.
He's got plans.
And does. He's got all kinds of plans.
Plans for Kai.
Well, listen, I'm so happy you guys had such a great time at Amazing Hawaii Con.
I am, too.
I want to hear about SadCon.
It was sad.
How many people attended? Who were your special guests?
Plus
Jeff Fisherwood, yeah.
All by myself.
So it was a SadCon plus one? Got it. So just two of you.
Yeah.
Okay, so. That's great.
And Travis. Travis was here.
Travis.
And then...
Was he the headlining guest?
By myself.
Travis is a SadCon.
And Alika.
She's a baby girl.
Travis is.
No? Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, not at all. Anyway, other than that, I'm really really excited. The next
All I know is that we need bigger names at SadCon.
Yeah. It's true.
I'll stay behind this time.
Yeah, it's true. What is for all you guys sitting at the table that went to the con, what's the next big con for you, Aaron, and you, Todd, and you, Nathan?
SadCon October.
Chicago soon.
Wow.
C2E2.
Really?
C2E2.
C2E2, yeah.
Oh, so cool.
How excited are you for that?
I am pretty excited.
Yeah?
Yeah, about this excited. Yeah.
So, I don't really ever get that excited.
I know. This is like... It's actually more nervousness to
it's
make
the Windy City
to make sure
con,
I don't get more Black C2E2. History Month
C2E2?
Trivia decks.
Okay.
So did you sell out pretty
I mean, if anywhere it's going to sell out.
I have to restock, like...
Chicago.
Maybe, yeah, I have to restock a bunch of stuff, actually.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. And then when is that? When is that happening?
In about 3.5 weeks.
C2E2.
March 22nd,
wow.
3rd, 4th, I think. Yeah, it's that weekend.
Wow, so you're right in Chicago. How it's going to be cold.
Yeah, I've been looking at weather.com, and I'm like, wow, it looks like it's going to be about at least 10 degrees colder than the average, so it should be about 38, 39.
Mm. Yeah. That's cold, man.
Well, if you get any more Black History trivia,
I still want
that is where you're going to sell out.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Maybe they'll send you the expansion pack this time.
Oh!
Yeah.
With the Fields of Valeria back.
Well, since you're going to Chicago, just let me know how MAGA country is. That'd be awesome. Anyway, Todd, what about you?
I'm going to Big Island next month for KanakaCon.
There you go. What was that again?
I'm going to Big Island next month for KanakaCon.
KanakaCon?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I'm going to Denver.
I'm sorry, man, but that sounds like the loneliest Transformer ever.
That
is true.
The kids picked it,
but no one can paddle him.
Okay. So the kids at Kamehameha. For those that don't know, what is KanakaCon?
It's a 1 day convention that Kamehameha Schools is doing for the community out in Hilo.
Fantastic.
Yeah, and I'm really excited about it. Mm-hmm. I have to give a presentation, so that's
you have to.
Yeah,
you've done presentations before.
And they wanted a white man for this.
No, but so and the other thing is,
well, I don't know if you heard about slavery, but a white man set them free.
I'm helping
you, Todd.
Dropping the mics.
I think I might close with that. I don't know if I'm going to start with it.
How about you start with shaving?
It's first? Never too late. It's never too late to say you're welcome.
You're welcome.
Are you going to?
Hey, we ended slavery. You're welcome.
You're doing something for Kamehameha Schools. Are you going to clean up a bit?
A little bit.
Good for you.
I'm gonna go see.
Like around the front yard, maybe.
Yeah, I'm gonna maybe see your tailor too. I don't know.
Yeah, you're I know he's got something with a collar.
He's got a lot of extra fabric.
He does have a ton of fabric. His name is Omar. He's a tent maker. Oh, okay. So yeah.
I'm going to
tents and tarps.
I'm really excited about that.
Located in downtown Colorado.
That's it.
So the DJ didn't tell me this until this past weekend, but they did like an actual presentation on like Maui comics, and each kid like did a thing. They had like got homework to pre-read.
Did you say Maui comics?
Someone or had to read
Mana comics.
Yeah.
I meant
Mana comics.
It's just Todd's comics.
Yeah, just Todd's comics.
He doesn't know how to say Hawaiian words very well.
So I'm. It's pronounced manga.
And it is it's the Kekui project, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, just want to make sure.
It's the Kwikwi. It's the Kwikwi project.
Got it.
What do you call it?
Kukai project?
The Kukai project.
Don't say that.
Don't say that. Not to a room full of Hawaiians. You don't want me to say that?
Unless you want to make them laugh.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah.
So I can't wait for them to do research on me and listen to all the Nerd Watch.
Great. Make sure you bring DJ with you, right? That's awesome.
It does wonders for your brand, right?
Yeah. I help him out with Exilion, too. Like, I'm kind of his white guy
friend.
Right.
Tell me what a white guy would say in this situation.
You read Tolkien? Like, what is he?
Yeah, there you go.
These guys are galloping along. They find a dragon.
Yeah.
Well, like we said.
And they're like, hey, guy, there's a dragon, eh?
What's that all about?
The Asians over here.
Yeah. Wow. Huh?
Synergy.
Are you, what's after KanakaCon?
Denver Comic Con, and then Comic Con Honolulu, and then I said Honolulu.
Hana?
Lulu. And then,
Rewinding it back, what do you actually have to, what's the presentation you have to deliver?
Oh, good point.
I'm going to talk about history and mythology and superhero comics.
Oh, okay.
And then I'm going to talk about history and mythology in Hawaiian comics.
Ah.
And then I'm going to talk about my comic.
So it's going to sound, there's going to be a lot of Joseph Campbell in there.
So something for them to listen to as they exit.
He's almost definitely going to bring up Star Wars.
You are going to bring up Star Wars, right?
I don't think I have enough time to get into all that other stuff. Mm. I was going to sort of just nail it down to like superhero stuff, like Superman is.
I can't wait to hear what a concise speech sounds like from Todd Bernardi.
It's not, well, I'm going to be. Yeah.
I'm very excited.
Sorry, there's so much history behind that phrase.
Very, very excited. I can't, I want to, I want,
I remember well, when you went into a 2-hour diatribe about the color purple.
Do you want me to talk about it now? I could talk about it now.
No, I think you're good.
I give you a concise, real concise.
No, we're good. You're the man. Yeah, we got a set. We got
how
a
lewd.
We got a seven page. No. We got a 7-page thesis about Batman v Superman. Remember that? I remember that.
That was one of the first exposures.
That was
to
one
talks.
Of the first, and we were like,
"Oh, it's time to review." He had a clipboard
this
with
his
own
song.
It was a 7-page thesis about that.
It was awesome.
Batman v Superman.
And he literally started reading it from the beginning too.
Yeah, it was a little bit better than Aaron's Aquaman review.
No, I liked Aaron's one.
To Todd's credit, he didn't sign a copy and give it to each of us.
I thought that was awesome.
Well, thank you for that.
I didn't want to provoke you.
You wouldn't like me when I'm provoked.
I don't want to provoke you on camera.
I like the troll.
So I'm going to talk about Thor and Superman mostly.
Fantastic.
And then
DJ said that he's trying to get you out to Kanaka-Con.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Because when people think of Kanakas, they think of you.
Shoot, brah.
No.
Can go, cuz. All right, anyway. I was trying. Does that endear me at all?
No.
Why are you looking at me? I don't know.
I'm just asking. All right.
What's that about?
Well, that's great.
Why don't you ask them how they stay?
It hurts.
Yeah, that definitely hurts.
Pretty good. That's pretty
DJ,
good.
DJ actually asked if I spoke local because I guess they were wondering if I'm born and raised. Why I told them I was and that I could, but I didn't feel like it because I was on the spot, obviously. Mm-hmm. But he decided to do a couple of lines.
Right.
And I wish I'd been recording it. Because it was cute.
Was it cute?
Listening to Todd try to speak a little was adorable.
It was unforgivable. It wasn't cute.
Adorable or unforgivable?
It was unforgivable.
Yeah, a little bit of both. Well, Todd, I'm happy for you. You're going to be doing Denver Comic Con, and then are you doing Emerald City this year? Or?
I'm doing Rose City in Portland.
Oh, Rose City in Portland?
Yeah.
Hey!
Oh, and John Jay brings up, I don't think anybody said it yet, Kawaii-Con.
Yeah.
Did somebody say Kawaii-Con yet?
Not yet.
Well, you're going to Kawaii.
You're doing Kawaii-Con, right?
Don't you usually go, Todd?
I do, but I got to go. I got to put the kibosh on.
Are you on the board over there?
Nice.
He got banned.
I got voted off that island.
He wasn't Kawaii enough.
Kawaii.
Kawaii. Kawaii. Mo dame da yo ne.
I'm very disappointed in me, too.
Yeah.
Every time Aaron talks in Japanese, all I think of is an Akira Kurosawa movie. I swear to God.
You're racist.
He's got that very deep Japanese, proper voice.
That's what it sounds like
when
we're
my normal voice.
When we're in chat, in game chat, it just sounds like we're doing voiceovers.
Yeah.
Why don't you speak in Filipino?
Well,
mother language for you.
My mother language is I can understand. I can't speak it.
You're full of crap.
No, I can understand. Well, like when my mom talks to her sisters and things, I can understand. All right,
I'm
going to
play you the scene where they meet the Ewoks in Return of the Jedi. You tell me what they're saying.
When the Filipinos meet the Ewoks?
No. The
and
Ewoks
they're like,
are
can we eat
the
these things?
No, they are the Filipinos.
How dare you? How dare you?
Is it really?
I think that she can eat anything.
I can.
I swear to God, you watch that movie.
He's right. He is right.
When they're speaking, close your eyes, and you swear it sounds like Filipino.
Manong!
Not that far off. Not that far off.
Nub nub.
Nub nub. And then what about you, my dear? What's your next event?
Kawaii-Con.
All right, pull that mic a little closer to you. What she said?
Kawaii-Con.
And then?
The one that Todd's not allowed to come to.
Nobu said I could come as long as I wear pants this time.
Well.
That's no deal for you
then.
No,
anyway.
Day. I'm like, who likes tentacle hentai?
Ooh, no thank you.
Who likes tentacles? No. They're like, rom-com.
I know, not this one.
Kawaii.
Oh, God. So, yeah, Kawaii-Con and then getting ready for Maui Comic-Con.
Fantastic.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Definitely want to put my all into that once
awesome,
more.
Awesome, awesome, awesome.
And
well,
Aaron, you're C2E2 and then Maui Comic-Con, I'm guessing?
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Cool.
Yeah. My year's pretty front-loaded, and that's cruise until Maui Comic-Con.
Nice. Good for you. Well, I'm glad you guys all will be doing the con circuit.
What are you doing, Gannon?
Nothing.
Nothing con.
No Ganon con.
I might be joining you for SadCon next year.
Special guest.
I'll be the special guest.
It's very sad.
I'll be Ganon Gilmore from the Nerd Watch at SadCon.
Nice. So, make sure to bring the loot.
Have we wrapped up con talk?
We're done.
So I wanted to bring something up while people are still in the chat, right?
Okay.
Not even.
Jeff Isherwood, friend of the store. He's been on Island a few times before. DC comic artist, Marvel comic artist. Mm-hmm. Well known for Doctor Strange and his run on Namor and stuff in the 90s. He's here on Island right now. He's opened his commission list. So if you want a commission from him, he's doing full inked. He's doing busts for $60 and full figures for $100. And you can submit your commission request to the store, and we'll get it to him. The guy's on vacation. He was thinking of doing a store appearance.
Mm-hmm.
Would you want him on the pod next week?
He's kind of a jerk. Not really.
That's brutal, man.
No. I've interviewed Jeff. I thought he was a really cool guy. So yeah,
he's kind of handsy.
Look, a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
Which one is it, Libel or Libel's print?
Yeah. I think, yeah.
That's what I heard.
When he put his hand on my knee, I was fine with it. But when he started,
Sorry. This guy's got a reputation.
He does.
He's a great
He's
man.
He's a good get.
He teaches with the SBA.
Hey, guys, you guys can't treat him like you treat me.
That's true. That's true.
I mean, like, no, I thought
we were talking about Todd.
This is
Jeff Isherwood.
Jeff Isherwood, he's a...
Okay. I can see how you guys would get confused.
Why are we making a big deal about Todd coming here?
He's also well-known for his run on Conan and...
He's on vacation.
He enjoys nerd stuff. He wants to come talk story with us and hang out. So if
he's cool, that's fine. I'm down.
And the thing is, he also offered to do a day at the shop, and we would love to have him in store. But then I was like, what if we just do commission requests and let you enjoy your time? So kind of playing it by ear, but we're in the mall. We get the foot traffic now. So if we wanted to just last minute do a day with Jeff Isherwood here, probably do a pop-up.
That's cool. So he'll be here next week Tuesday then?
But he'll come in and do the podcast.
Okay.
Hang out.
Yeah. That's cool.
I mean, until he hears about what you said about him.
I know, yeah.
That's kind of unforgivable. Why didn't you just say it?
I thought we were talking about
that. Why would you say that he's handsy?
Since I got it here, and this is obviously not my size, Stacey Hayashi sent a care package back with Todd.
How's she doing? She was in the hospital.
She broke her ribs from laughing so hard at a joke Todd told.
Wow,
I heard.
That can't be right.
That cannot be right at all.
You were not there with us with Mark Gould in the Alawana hotel room.
Oh, so it's something that Mark Gould said.
No.
At Todd's expense, they got everyone laughing.
I can be funny when I'm not on the podcast.
Oh, can you now?
He's funnier when he drinks,
that's
too.
Can you be funny without being vulgar? That's the other
thing. I'm usually not funny on the podcast.
Okay, good. All right.
All I can say is I want to get that footage from DJ.
But if you guys can think of some kind of local comic-based trivia right now, and I'll do a giveaway for...
How many copies of the Black History Month trivia game?
I got an easy one. Oh. What is the name of the comic we actually just showed off in the beginning of the show?
Very good.
By Sam Campos. The premiere issue.
Because we showed off like seven.
It debuted at Amazing Con. It had a special segment on
KITV.
You can
throw that out
TV
real
news.
Quick. That's all yours.
But if you're the first one in the chat to name the new Sam Campos comic book that just came out, you'll win a small... adult go for broke t-shirt.
Small adults. Got it.
Small, a tiny adult.
Are we sure we just don't want to give it to... I'm not gonna
so if you're small, you know what that book was.
Oh, it's a Stacey Hayashi size.
Yeah. If you're the size of Stacey Hayashi.
But so cute. She can't win it.
Mm-hmm. She gave it to us. So if you can name the new Sam Campos book, I will send you, we'll mail this out. Just get in touch with us through the store page, and
you said new Sam Campos book. Okay,
no, not
new Sam Campos book.
Not lewd Sam Campos book.
Damn.
Where it's just I've been tons, waiting for that one.
It's just tons of big photo spreads of Sam Campos.
That'd be beautiful.
Oh, damn,
you let me draw.
That dude's a big cheerleader for our show, by the way. I have to tell you,
who
Sam Campos?
I know,
huge cheerleader.
Mm-hmm.
Because if he was chit-chatting with somebody and I came by, he's like, do you know who this guy is? Blah, 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 blah. Like, he made a big deal every time.
Yeah.
Every
time.
That's
because Todd's on it. Noble. He likes Todd for some reason.
He actually kept his distance from Todd's booth.
Did he really?
Yeah,
a
little bit.
That doesn't sound like Sam. Noble. He's such a loving guy. So, did Noble get
but
it?
That,
Yep.
But that girl that took the photo of our sticker, you can clearly see she is way.
I'll get your address and I'll send you out this shirt.
Good job, sir.
Proud owner of a small Nobu would fit that, right?
Yeah.
Well,
he's got kids.
Nobu could fit anywhere.
He's a slender.
Yeah.
He's a slender dude.
Yeah.
He's a slender.
He's a, I almost said slender man. I was gonna say he's a slender man.
Sorry, Drew was close, but Nobu got it first.
You know, coming out the back and the.
So congratulations.
He lures kids out of the woods and kills them.
But I don't feel bad because I got this spiffy. Now this is two Go For Broke dress shirts I have.
What is up with this?
That's ridiculous.
I don't know if I was supposed to give this one away, but I'm keeping it.
Oh. Wow. Good for you.
You just angered Stacey.
Well, yeah, she's mad now.
She's like, you son of a...
Never again.
She's going to break my ribs.
I'm not giving you anything. That's not for you.
Fantastic. Well, listen,
and this spiffy hat, too.
Spiffy hat. Nice.
I'll Go For Broke merch.
Sweet.
Congratulations.
Who knew that Stacey Hayashi was
that means
back
turtle.
A jean... A jean material hat and bring it back into fashion.
And you know what? Did Nobu get one of these Nerdwatch stickers? Probably.
I gave it to the Hoy. I gave him the majority of the Hoy.
He has enough of these. I was going to include it if somebody else had one.
Nobu's I think he even said that he had it, so he should still have it.
I'm gonna need a little handful.
Nobu says he's been working out. It shows. Shows, buddy.
Shows.
Oh yeah.
He stand next to me. We
it's
look
all, it's all that knitting he does.
He's ripped.
He is. He's got ripped fingers for sure. What's up?
Oh, man, you guys are going to listen to me this time? I don't even
remember. Yeah, dude, we listen to you all the time.
I was just going to tell you he farted.
I know it seems like we don't.
Come on, tell
but
me.
We listen
he's
to you
on like
all
a Aaron pity party every time. It feels like we just make fun of him and yell at him all the time.
Oh, I don't. I keep coming back.
So does Aaron.
True.
Anyway, what were you going to say, Tom?
Anybody see the Oscars?
Oh, God.
I think that's why Aaron skipped, because he didn't want to get yelled at. Because he would have been, like, itching to mention the Oscars, and then he mentioned it, and I'd be like, Aaron, that's not what the show's about.
Well,
exactly.
Listen.
Stick to the
plan. Well.
Except for, we got to congratulate Spider-Verse, and we got to congratulate Black Panther on three Oscars. That's two
and
more than Suicide Squad.
We have to congratulate Ashley Graham for embarrassing herself by requesting that Jason Momoa does a haka. Right in front of Jason Momoa's wife, who shut Ashley Graham down very coldly, and it was awesome.
Wow. Who's
you
Ashley
know, that
Graham?
Would have been an epic time to introduce the word to the world to the word howley.
Yeah. Ashley Graham is a plus-size model. She's actually one of... I actually follow her on Instagram. She's pretty smoking. But, she kind of embarrassed herself.
But that wasn't good timing.
No.
No.
But Lisa Bonet was just like, no. Just very, like, flat and cold, no.
Wow.
Yeah.
Shut down.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Well, anyway, he's Hawaiian. He's not from New Zealand, so he doesn't really do the haka anyway.
He did. He did it at the premiere of Aquaman. Did
I know, but
it was actually all over the internet for like 3 weeks.
It's not a Hawaiian thing. Come on. Anyway, I don't want to get into the argument about cultures, but anyway. Moving on.
The Hawaiians did
they
had a dance, but they didn't have a haka.
It's called a ha'a.
Thank you. It's pretty much
the same thing.
Yeah.
Cindy. Says the guy that tells everybody he's Filipino.
Right. Anyway, before we get out of here, really quick, there was one big trailer that I wanted to talk about before we leave that came out. That was the second trailer for. And the only reason I want to bring it up because it was actually a very good trailer. And that was...
Detective Pikachu!
Detective Pikachu.
Oh, there's a new trailer?
Oh, I was joking.
No,
is there a new trailer for it?
The Detective Pikachu movie, That trailer makes me want to see that movie.
What's his name? Smith?
So, Justice Smith. He's and awesome. I am going to tell you something. It looks very good. If you have not seen it yet, you should.
It's been looking good from the first trailer.
This trailer is incredible.
It almost looks like the Super Mario Brothers movie.
It almost looks like they revealed too much in that second trailer, but damn, that makes me want to watch the movie. So if you have not seen it yet,
that's like saying like they revealed too much about any Pokemon movie. It's a Pokemon movie.
Well, if you
what do you mean?
I was
going
to say, what are you expecting them to be hiding from?
Like a Shyamalan twist at the end? Like, oh my god, I'm the Pokemon.
It turns out I'm the Pokemon.
I am the Pokemon.
He's laying on the bed with a bullet hole in his chest, and he's like going, Pika,
it just turns out he was on drugs the whole time and saw them as Pokemon.
This was in a padded room.
Pika me.
I didn't like the trailer.
Pick a me.
Did you watch the second one?
I watched the second one. I thought it was all right.
I liked it.
I didn't, but towards the end of it, I was like, oh, this is all right.
I don't know. I think the big budget and their put what effects they're putting into this movie for the actual Pokemon is pretty impressive. So
John Jay is like, I'm doing a mutated Pokemon, defective Pikachu.
That's pretty good. Well, if you haven't seen it, check it out. It's on YouTube right now. It's pretty cool. And I want to thank, of course, Night Darling for being here tonight. I want to thank Aaron Nakahara for being here tonight.
He'd never thank us regular slaves.
Yeah, thank you for showing up.
Yeah, you're welcome for having a comic store to film your podcast
Fields
in, guy.
Of
you're welcome.
Yeah, I can move it out of here. It's not a problem.
Yeah. Peace, brother. Peace. Peace be the journey.
Not a problem. Anyway, I want
to
thank
you. Peace, my brother, to the east.
You know what Cool Runnings means?
I know. Peace be the journey.
I think
exactly.
That's a trivia card.
Yeah.
it might be.
Anyway, we'll be back next week. Maybe.
Apparently, we're moving the show.
You just got so insulted by what I...
Live at Game Over Comics, the Nerd Watch.
Enjoy.
Yeah, you'll be alive.
G wouldn't make it one day up those stairs. He would get halfway up the stairs and be like, let's go back to Maui Comics.
Especially because they kind of curve. Yeah. Like, they're not straight. They're like, they kind of slope on the side.
Do they slope?
Let's try recording from
halfway
live up
the from
stairs.
The stairs outside of Maui Comics.
Live from the first landing of the stairs comics. Leading to Game Over Comics.
That's pretty good.
Live from the Taco Bell across the street from Game Over Comics.
I want to shout out the Hawaii Comic Book Alliance again because they came up big during the show, and Genesis Maya, she's like kind of the
I know what she looks like now. I finally saw pictures.
She's sort of the captain of the quarterbacker. Maybe the head coach
or something.
She
coordinates all of you guys, right?
She gets all your guys' promo material together.
Yeah,
she designs it and lays it out.
Yeah, the posters were fantastic this year.
I never saw what she looked like until this weekend's pictures that she took.
Yeah. And then also, everybody kind of had a new comic. Everybody was releasing new stuff. Mana Comics. Not Maui Comics. Mana Comics.
Hey, don't get mad at me. You're the one who said Maui Comics.
Getting mad at you.
You look mad.
Why is it Maui Comics releasing
something? That's better. Just hold that.
Smile, pretty mouth.
Maybe Maui Comics should release a comic.
Maybe Maui Comics should have the Dr. Leaks book.
Yeah. Oh.
Ron Cadogan would have to illustrate that because he did a pretty good Dr. Leaks picture. Yep. Dr. Leaks, actually.
They did Amakura. And they also had Sister Shark number 2 out, too.
Oh, really?
Sister Shark 2's out. Oh, yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
You didn't bring any back?
It's Sister Shark, not Sister.
And I'm going to say this right now.
But that's yours, right?
The writer of Sister Shark, Kiko Galpin, her dad is a doctor.
Wife works with him.
Yeah, and he does.
Totally a doctor.
I hear...
Like a real doctor, not like you?
No, like a real doctor. Like, I'm not a doctor. It's not even legal to say that I'm a doctor. Please stop saying that.
Not the one who printed it up, like a leak up. But the
Dr. Galpin, though, is incredible, and he's been helping people for years and decades. And, you know, he's an unsung hero, so I hope, at least on this podcast, or all these reputable people watching, that he gets the props that he deserves. But that's Kiko Galpin.
Kiko is pretty cool.
There's no reputable people watching this program. So anyway.
Wow, there's like 3 of them watching right now.
Did I say that? What I meant? I meant to say we're not the reputable people. Yeah, that's what I meant to say. Yeah.
Say what you mean, not me. What you say.
Gotcha.
John just reminded me that Art and Sam are going to put together a comic book art school. On Oahu.
Why do they have to be such overachievers?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know
they're
how
just gonna
how
put
formal
one together.
It's,
you know why?
Yeah,
they're
I don't know how
are people gonna know to go there.
They don't have a podcast.
It's true.
Well, they have. We're true. As we're. I guess we're the unofficial spokespeople for Art and Sam's art school.
Who? The Hawaii Comic Book Alliance?
No, we are.
Are they going to be signs and stuff?
Can I be honest?
Or is it just a building they're putting
I think he's
going to
regret that. So,
it's like the old adage. Those that can't do podcasts.
Yeah, that's true. I think that is the old adage, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that was coined back in the early 90s.
No, that's undoggy.
Yeah.
Undoggy.
It's pronounced...
Doggy.
Anime.
Wow. Thanks.
No?
So
Does that help
mm-hmm.
clear up any confusion?
Yeah, you're
yes,
spot on, Todd.
Confusion.
Thanks for white splaining.
Yeah, please. Please tell.
I'm not mansplaining.
Yeah,
I said white splaining.
Well, I was going for mansplaining.
Yeah,
no.
Please tell.
None of us are female, with the exception of Lindsay.
Yeah, yeah, and please.
She know what we were talking
prove
about.
It.
Let's go to the bathroom right now.
And please school Night Darling on what anime is so that she knows.
Yeah, let me tell you about it.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen Dragon Ball Z?
Oh, no.
Yeah. It's such an idiot.
I love how you instantly turn three shades of red.
It's so stupid.
Oh, man.
Like,
as the words came out, he's like,
it's like, because I know, like, it's stupid, but I think it's funny. And then I'm going to laugh while I'm saying
he's
it.
He's crying.
Yeah, it's, no, that's just sweat. I'm so sweaty right now.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So I was like, hey, okay, time's 10.
Nice. Well, anyway, guys, it's time for us to get out of here. We'll be back here next week. So we'll talk more about some fun stuff. And Night Darling, thank you for coming down. Certainly appreciate it. We'd like to see you more often. Ooh. I know you've been busy.
Yeah, you
so.
Need to come out more.
Yeah.
Lady.
Yeah. Yeah. Turn up here. You know what I'm saying? Yo.
For what?
Can we turn up in here?
Turn up for what?
No, we can't.
No. Can we?
No.
It's a comic store.
I don't know what...
Oh, yeah, because that stopped us. That stopped us in the past. Yeah. This is a comic book store. You can't do that here.
As long as we can turn up the AC.
Yeah, that'd be good too. That would be good too. Well, anyway, we'll be back next week with more of the Nerdwatch podcast. So for Gannon, for Night Darling, for Todd Bernardi.
Bernardi.
I'm sorry. Todd Little Weenie Bernardi.
Hey.
Also, Aaron.
You've never been in an elevator with him when the lights go out.
Nakahara. And, of course, Alika.
That guy's
and,
name.
That guy.
Over there.
Whatever his name is. And, of course, for
the guy who's given you a home gaming, for the past 3 years.
Gaming guru himself.
Sad, sad man.
Format. I am G Money, and until next time, peace out. Much love, and most surely always stay nerdy. And until next week, we'll say to you guys.
All right.
Yay, yay.
Yes.